So the Gemara said that just like a person is not allowed to speak gnusay shel chaveiroi, you also can't speak toivasay shel chaveiroi. The Tani Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra lo oylam ayisaper under toivasay shel chaveiroi shem mitoich toivasay boli de raasay. The Marsha on this Gemara right here, and this Marsha is also Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, asks the most obvious question in the world, and that is that true? You're not allowed to speak b'toivasay shel chaveiroi anayim aisa. So this is a new halacha that we just learned in today's daf. You're never allowed to say something good about somebody. So we know you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. But you're also not allowed to speak good things. It's a Mefurash Gemara. Rebbe called it Lashon Hara. Klach mi Lashon Hara zeh. It's literally usser. Is that true? You're not allowed to speak the Gnusay Shal Chaver. Now, the truth is that in the last machzer, we went through some of the Se'ifei Katan in Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Ber Mayim Chaim, so Ayin Shom in the related rate, in terms of some of the halachos, halacha l'maisa, as it relates to this din. But just super duper high level right now. You're not allowed to speak, but Toivasei Shal Chaveri, how could that be? And specifically, the Marsha asks from a Mefurash Gemara. It's the last Gemara in the third parak of Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara says, Hayman de Shape Shumane, a person that has a good reputation, Shari l'shvuche. You're allowed to be meshabeachim. Uman d'shavche. And if someone's meshabeachim, yonuchu loy brachos al rosh. Frank the Marsha, what do you mean? I thought it's a mefurash gemara. The gemara says, lo'olam al yisaper adam b'toivasei shel chaver. So the Marsha says, that take a look at the Rashbam. It's two lines from the bottom. The Rashbam says, boli dei rosoi, lidei genusoi, shem mitoich, shem marbim b'shvachoi, maskirin shom, being that you're going to be marba b'shvachoi, you're going to end up also speaking about gnusay. So says the Marsha, it's mevur in the Rashbam, and Rashi Masechtas Eruchin in the sugya of Lashon Hara says the same thing, that the iser is not stumped to say something. It's lo'ilam al yisaper, right? Don't tell a story. Don't be maflik. Don't be marba. If you're going to talk too much, that's when it's going to be an issue. But anachinami, if you don't talk too much, then already it's not going to be a problem. So when the Gemara says in Megillah Chafei Amid Beis, Hayman de Shaper Shumani Shori Lishvuche, that means a little bit. When the Gemara says in Bava Basra Kufsa Mechdal Amid Beis, Loi Lamal Yisaper Adam B'Tevasa Shachaveiroi, that means like the Rashbam says, Mitoich Shem Marbim B'Shvacha. So to say a little bit of Shvach is fine. To say a lot of bit of Shvach, that already is going to be an issue. Stating that, the Hilgich Sam Sofer in a tshuva. This is in Chelek Vav, it's Tshuva Nuntes. He brings the Marsha, and he's Matmiya on the Marsha. What's his Tmiya on the Marsha? It's the most obvious question in the world. And the truth is, if you look at the Marsha here in Bava Basra, not in Megillah, here in Bava Basra, he asks the Kasha himself. And that is, what was the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya with Rav Shimon ben Rebbe and Rebbe? Rebbe sees the ksav of this Sefer Tehillim. He's very impressed by it. And he says, wow, what a nice ksav. And Rav Shimon ben Rebbe says, I'm not the one that wrote it. Yehuda Chaita wrote it. And Rebbe gives him mussar. He says, klach b'lashon hara zeh. Was he marbe b'shvachai? All he said was, he's the one that wrote the ksav. He wasn't marbe b'shvachai. So how could you say that it's only if you're marbe b'shvachai? It's hara on the Rashbam, really, because the Rashbam seems to say it. And Rashi Neirichin also says it. But the point that says the ksav sof, I don't think that's the Eitzah. Because if you look at our Gemara, there was no ribuy b'shvach over here. And if there's no ribuy b'shvach, what exactly is going on? Now the truth is, this tshuva's ksam sofer is a tshuva that we've spoken about in the daf Be'ez Hashem many, many times. There's a lot in this tshuva. This is one of the tshuvas that are hafachba v'hafachba de kulaba. I'll just mention two times that we spoke about in the past. Not to digress, but just to set it up a little bit. The first is, this is where the Chassam Sofer says that a Yid has an obligation, v'yisim nikiyim me'ashemu mi'yisrael. Right, a person has to conduct himself in a way where he's going to be naki, he's going to be rein in the eyes of Hashem, but he's also going to be naki in the eyes of other Yidim. And the Chassam Sofer wrote to his Talmud, in this tshuva where he was giving him major hadrach and had to be a man of Yisrael, that it's a lot easier to be mekayim v'in yisim nikiyim me'Hashem, than it is to be mekayim v'in yisim nikiyim Yisrael. And the reason is because Hashem knows, right? Hashem knows the truth. So if you're nikiy chapayim uvar levav, you could be nikiyim b'Hashem. But people, they don't really know. And unfortunately, people have a natural tendency to be dan people, l'kav choyva, certainly choshev people, everyone's looking to try to find fault and maybe take them down. But the point is to be naki be'eni Hashem, says the Chasam Sofer. That's not such a shver. I mean, it's a shver avoida. That's why we were created. That's chayvasoi by law, but at the same time, that you could do. But to be naki be'eni Yisrael says that's very, very hard. And sometimes the more chashiv you are, the more you're naki be'eni Hashem, the less you become naki be'eni Yisrael, because it's kinah habali de sinna, etc., etc. And then he says, "Vani herhariti kam upon him im efshishakayim adam ba'olam mikrozal maskuntoi." I've thought many times if there's ever been a person in history that was able to be mekayim this pasuk. V'ulai and maybe alzeh kayu. Maybe this is what Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom meant when he said, "Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechda ritzoy neloima." He says, I think he meant this inyan, that to be Mekayim v'yisim nekiyim me'yisrael, I don't know if anyone was ever Mekayim. It's not possible. Right? Even Moshe Rabbeinu, they were choshenim on eshesesh. Yirmiyahu HaMelech, they were choshenim on eshesesh. The greatest leaders ever, they were choshadis about him, things that you wouldn't think on your son. What's the pshat? The pshat is because it's kina haboli de sinna. And the Chasam Sofer says, "Vani herharti kam upon him." It means this literally. This is one of the times that we've spoken about this Chasam Sofer many, many times. Another is, and this is really in the next paragraph, and this is Dover B'itay Matoiv. He tells this Talmud of his, "I want you to know that you're going to have opposition. You're always going to have opposition." V'yodato, he says, "Is Hashem margulu b'pumi tamid." You know, you're my Talmud. So you know what's margulu b'pumi tamid. Ein Yaakov shlo yifke'enu lavan. There's no Yaakov that doesn't bump into a lavan. Umaate lavan shiyifku behem Yaakov. But there are only a few lavans that bump into a Yaakov. Shmor zek yu emes. Ubechoy nadvarim v'tirem amitiyim. And then he explained himself. What does this mean? Kibris kruso. There is literally a covenant. Neg that kol talmud chacham. V'tzadik. Hamechune Yaakov, any Talmud Chacham, any tzaddik, that's a quote-unquote Yaakov. Yeshloi matzirim negdoi, hamechune lavan. There are going to be people that are going to oppose him, that are going to be quote-unquote lavans. Every tzaddik is going to encounter a lavan. This is the ultimate maisa of a similar bonim of the Vachege Parasha, that every single Yaakov is going to encounter a lavan. Amna ma'atim heim arishama elu ashi imotsu negdo mishu acheim b'ramos ki Yaakov neged love him. It's a lot more lovans than there are Yaakovs. Every Yaakov is going to bump into a lovan. But most lovans don't meet their match in terms of Yaakov. Right? What does Yaakov tell Rachel? Don't worry about it. I can handle your father. Trust me. Achiv ani b'ram Yusa. That's already rare that you find a tzaddik that's able to go into that inyan. And then he says, v'hevi yoideya ki harbe pomim hafachti bohem u'mehem u'me'amoynam. He says, there were many times, Chasam Sofer writes, that I bumped into lovans. And he said, I was so careful that I was literally nizer throughout my life not to bump into the smallest lover in the world. And I ended up bumping into the biggest ones. And then he says, but you should know, loving doesn't always appear as an amaris. Sometimes loving can appear like loim de teira. Sometimes it can be a very chash of a person. Dvorim Niflam. That's a second major landmine that's in this Shuvitz Chasam Sofer. Again, he's laying down the Yisoidis to his Talmud of how you're supposed to be a Managadar. But I forward to the end. And that is, Chasam Sofer brings this Marshal Skasha. And that is, we have a steer between two Gemaras. And then we have a Gemara. And by the way, there's so many other Gemaras. There's many Gemaras in Shas where people are being Meshaber Tzadikim. Right, what does it mean? Mikza Shvachay Befanov. But you could say the ganze Shvach. I thought you're not allowed to say shvach. What happened to this Gemara? Bava Basukuf Samach Dalam and Beis. Now the Marsha says, based on a diuk in the lashon of the Rashbam and a diuk in the lashon of Rashi, that it's only a problem if you're marbe b'shvacha. But Freitach Sam Sofer, the story Yehuda Chayte Kosvinu doesn't sound like Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe was marbe b'shvacha. And Afilu Hachi Rebbe said klach miloshen harazeh. So the Chasam Sofer says another major yisai. He says as follows: Al kei niru lani is daiti, the tzorich losum leiv balafachi. It's another often quoted line in Chasam Sofer. L'saper b'shvachat tzadikim hu mitzvah gedoyla. V'im kein freit the Chasam Sofer. Amay nechush shenovik lidei gnusa. What's this whole chash? Mitoich gnusay atabolidei. Mitoich shvachay atabolidei gnusay. if you're being Meshabeach the Tzaddik, you're doing, in the words of the Chassam Sofer, a mitzvah gedoyla. Right? Gives you a different appreciation for Sipurei Tzadikim. Right? Sipurei Tzadikim is not the Bubba Maises that we spoke about in yesterday's raid bite. Sipurei Tzadikim is a mitzvah gedoyla, says the Chassam Sofer. And he says, if that's the case, what's the chashash you're going to be bothered taking usay? A mitzvah be'idna da asikba, megino matzle. I don't understand. He should have the confidence. He should know 100% that nothing bad is going to come from this. Okay, nearly. Davka hasam. Davkin bavabasa kuf samach dalan on the base. The oikme bemili da alma. What was the shvachter of Shimba Rebbe said about Yehuda Chaita? That cipher. It's his, he has a beautiful handwriting. He's the one that wrote it. He was talking about the shvach of Yoifi Aksiva. The Amra Yehuda Chaita Kasvei. Beho Choshash Rebbe Lelashin Hara. Sheyavali Dei Gnusai. Why? Because he's not being misaper. Wow, he's such a tzaddik. He's a gadol. Listen to this maisa. Listen to that maisa. That's not what's going on. He's saying he has a great penmanship. He has a beautiful handwriting. Okay, it's very nice. Azaz shvach may come li deignos. Avol enochinami. Im yishabeach es atzadik bitzidkosoi v'chachmosoi. K'moy shoyu regilim chazal mishabeach le rebi pleini dura pleini d'on gadol hu. Ayin brochas tamit chesam ad alef. Kiven de mitzvah hu. Megino hi olav. Shaloi yobali saper b'gnusoi. V'hein heino divri ashas anal. That's what Yenna Gemara means. Hai man de shapeshumane shori leshvuche v'loi chayshin and shiavali de gnusoi. If he shapeshumane is an erlich yid, he's a tzaddik. You could be meshabeach his erlichkeit. You could be meshabeach his tzidkis because nothing bad's going to come from it. You know why nothing bad's going to come from it? Because shoyim mitzvah leyed the davara and a mitzvah beinu the asik ba is megino matzla, and then you don't have to worry. So it says the chassam sofer avad. If you want to stam be meshabeach a person, that's this halacha. Loi l'ma yisap radam teivas shal chaverish b'toich tevas abal deiras. You have to go through the chafetz chaim. Understand this halacha better, but the bottom line is that's a mefurish gemara. Ah, you find throughout Shas, I was an Indian, a mitzvah shvach befanu, but you could say the ganze shvach shaloi befanu. I the gemara mesachtes megillah. There you be meshabech the erlichkeit, the wisdom of the person. That that's a whole different Indian. That's to the contrary. L'saper b'shvach atzadikin who mitzvah gedoyah. It's not just a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah gedoyah. And if a yid does a mitzvah, the mitzvah is making a matzo. Shoy me mitzvah v'yeh de davara. This is not something you have to worry about.